Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time since we've spoke to anybody about Beyond the Dark from Liverpool, but we've found Jim Rimmer. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Peace.
Now, you've got a website. Is it paranormal.co.uk?
Yeah.
Tell me your interest. Tell me all about you.
Well, I've always been interested in the paranormal and UFOs and aliens, Peace. I suppose it all started when my dad used to tell us a ghost story about what in jail.
Right.
Not that he was in there, Peace.
All right.
He was caught me mum, who used to live in Walton.
Right.
And it was just after the war when he was walking down Ormby Road, and him and his mate Tommy Ruffley saw a ghost basically coming from the old cemetery on the other side of Walton Jail, over the road and into Walton Jail itself. Well, he used to regale us with this story when we were little, you know what I mean? And it always sort of struck a chord with me.
I was going to say, when you're little, Jim, something like that sticks with you forever, doesn't it?
Oh, well, Peace, do you know what? When we used to go back to me nan's in Walton, I never used to go up Hornby Road. I was petrified. We used to go the long way round. But that's true, you know, and especially in the sort of the late 40s, early 50s, when I was only little. And it was like mostly gas lamps then, you know, so it was... Mm. It wasn't like it is now, you know what I mean? So
when did you start getting really interested and start investigating?
I suppose it was just after my 60th birthday, really.
Wow.
I had a big birthday party and I got a few shilling off, you know, the people as you do. And I bought a camera, a digital camera. And I'd always been interested in it, you know, like sort of Chariot of the Gods and stuff, Eric von Däniken. And the job that I work in at the moment dictates that I work of a night. And I work around Bootle.
Oh, right.
Dock areas and all that.
So you're out at night, and you while you're working, you've got a camera as well?
Well, no. What I do, Peace, is... I obviously can't see.
No, while I'm working.
But what I do is me and my friends, one of my mates, we go out mainly, normally at the weekends, and take some photographs, you know, of the areas, the Bootle Docks, up Pinfold, and different places like that.
Now, have you seen anything that you can't explain?
Physically actually seen anything, I would say no. Taking something that I can't explain and seeing it immediately, yes.
Tell us.
Well, I've taken photographs that you physically can't see with your eyes, but when you look at it on the screen, on the camera, it's their piece. And you go, where the bloody hell did that come from? It's just amazing that you can't see it with your eyesight, but it's captured on camera.
Now, you've had a chance to chat with two people, two individuals, who are victims of an abduction?
Allegedly victims of abduction, Peace.
Tell us a story. Tell us a story, then. It's allegedly, but tell us a story.
Through my website, you get to meet all sorts of fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl just wrote to me, just out of the blue, and said, I think I've been abducted as a child, or like through my life, you know, until me late teens. And of course, being interested in UFOs and aliens is right up my street. So I emailed her back, and then we got to chat. And some of the stuff that she was telling me was like, well, that fits in to other criteria that you read about, if you see what I mean. So she was interested, I was so interested in it that, like, I sort of done a little bit of research. And some of the stuff she was saying about Greys and Nordics, and the Greys being the sort of gophers to the Nordics, and the Nordics being the sort of superior race who told the Greys what to do when the abductees were in spaceships, just seemed to sort of be the same as what people's experiences from America and the UK are basically the same. So I thought, there's something in this. Anyway, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, Pete, I met a girl from Scotland who went on a paranormal investigation with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying about, she believes, pardon me, when she was younger, that she was being abducted as well. Or she had strange dreams, Pete. Not abducted as such, like something came down and went bye-bye and took them over.
Yeah.
But she was having strange dreams. And the girl who is in our paranormal group, who brought her down to go with her, is a best mate. And this girl lives 200 miles away, but a best mate is a scouser, if you see what I mean.
Mm.
And they're both 27, which, by the way, just happens to be the age of the girl down in Brighton. And he can't remember what he ever met. He just knew that he just felt as if they knew each other all their life. The both of them just could not remember where they met, whether it was on the net, on the phone, in the street. But this girl is 200 miles away, but she knew them. And they're the very best mates, and they've been mates for life. Since they were little, if you see what I mean. But you just don't know how they met.
So they feel that they might have met through an abduction.
Well, this is it, you see. Yeah. This is... But right away, I'm coming home from this investigation. All my senses are buzzing, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I said to her, I'll send you some information. There's 20 questions that you could ask yourself to see if you feel you've been abducted. And she went, okay, send them to us. So I did. And she sent me an email back and said that a lot of what the questions pertain to were here when she was much younger. Now, I'd already sent these questions to the girl down in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd said that a lot of them pertain to her as well. Now,
it's really fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, Pete, it's unbelievable. Mm. Now, yeah, this is like hot off the press, Pete. Just before I come to talk to you, I just put a quick email to the girl up in Scotland, and I said to her, what blood group are you? Right? And about, just as Jonathan phoned me, she gave me a reply to say she's A negative, which I haven't checked it, but apparently it's a rare blood group.
Right.
It just so happens that a mate who's in our paranormal club is also A negative.
Wow.
And the girl in Brighton, would you believe, is A negative.
And it's rare.
I need to check it out to see how rare it is, Pete.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I'm talking to Jim Rimmer, who's got a website called paranormal.co.uk. Have you ever been in a situation where you have been scared, thinking, I don't like where I'm in?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
A few, especially down in Bootle, Pete, Brazen Nose Road, St John's Road, around that area. Sometimes there's a stillness in the air and you feel yourself, I'm being watched here. And you know the hairs on the back of your head,
mm-hmm.
sort of, just curl off and you think, this ain't nice. It's like you're living in a vacuum. There's no sound at all. Even the sound from the docks, the clanging from Garston, which you can hear right up through Bootle, the normal run-of-the-mill dock noises are gone, if you see what I mean, Pete.
Yeah.
It's just like a vacuum. And it does. It just gives you that sort of, what's going on here? That type of feeling, if you understand what I mean.
Jim, what made you set up paranormal.co.uk?
It was actually my nephew, Neil. He's like sort of into it as well, but not to the extent that I am. And I said to him, hey, Nick, I've took some cracking photos over last weekend. And he went, what do you mean? I said, I've actually caught the ghost of a woman walking up the steps in Bootle. And his first reaction, well, I couldn't repeat what his first reaction was, Pete, but he said...
I can imagine.
It was something on the lines of, yeah, okay. Oh, flipping heck, you know, one of them, like.
Go on.
So the next thing, I sent him it. And he come back and went, can't believe that. Then he said, let me have a look at it properly. So the next week, I sent him another photograph, the same steps, of a little hobgoblin sitting at the bottom of the steps. And he went, you need to show people these. because I just kept them to myself, Pete. You know, it was just an incest for me, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, we'll set a website up. So I, Pete, I'm nearly 63, I haven't got a clue how to set a website up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he set the website up for me, and he says, I'll set it up, you populate it. And that was about 18 months ago, and I think there's 81 sort of blogs or posts up on it now, and every one of them is to do with the paranormal.
Jim, what do your pals say about this and your obsession with the paranormal?
Some of them think I'm a penny short of a shilling piece. A lot of them think that it's absolutely superb. Most people believe that there is something out there, Pete. But if you want to believe to the extent, I'm not sure. But obviously, the paranormal is exactly what it says. If everybody believed, Pete, my website would be normal.co.uk, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I do indeed.
You've got to have that certain scepticism. I've got it myself, Pete. I'll be the first to admit that perhaps not every photograph that I take is paranormal. But I think, my own opinion is, when I look at them, that the vast majority are. I mean, you can't explain a Victorian stroke Edwardian lady walking up steps at past one on a Sunday morning, Pete. You know, and we've done a little bit of research into it, and we're fairly confident we know who she is. But there's things that you can't do on a website. You can't put names in, Pete, just in case there's living relatives.
It's interesting, Jim, about one thing. You and I are the same sort of age. If we'd have spoke like this when we were in our 20s, we'd have been carted off.
You'd have been in Rain Hill, wouldn't it, Pete? Simple as, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but, like, everybody's at some stage in their life has had a paranormal experience. There ain't a lot of thoughts, so, Pete, but they have.
And lot of them won't talk about it because people will think I'm mad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But even myself, you know, I'm sitting reading a book sometimes, and you see something out the corner of your eye, and you go, what was that? Or you smell something, then you go. Or the worst thing you can do is when you're standing there in the back kitchen or somewhere, and you feel someone's behind you. Have you ever read that piece?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm not saying that's paranormal per se, but it's strange, isn't it? Or you walk into a room and you can smell, like, cigarette smoke or cigar smoke or a pipe, or you just feel like the smell of flowers, freesia, for example, and you go, that's strange. You know, well, it shouldn't be there. And you just say to people, have you had a paranormal experience? And they go, no.
Jim, do you feel that Liverpool is very sort of, well, use the word haunted? Do you think there's lots of problems?
It's unbelievable.
Here?
It's absolutely. It's one of the greatest cities in the world. Absolutely. The Heritage Market, you know, Stanley.com place.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous place. Have a look at, when you get a chance, have a look at the couple of photographs from the Stanley Dock Market piece. Have a look at the orb, actually hiding behind the pillar, looking at me as own, what's going on here? And have a look at the guy standing behind the orb in the depths of Stanley Dock Market. And just the history of that place itself, Pete, you could spend weeks and weeks and months just going through it. Absolutely fabulous.
I wouldn't like to be there at night.
That's where we were. We were there all night.
You're very welcome to that. We had a beautiful house in West Kirby many years ago with cellars, and me and my mum would not go in the cellars ever, even in daytime.
Oh, Pete, doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah, it does, but is it superstition or is there something there?
I don't believe. When we lived in Bootle Down, off Balliol Road, it was a three-storey house with a cellar, and we moved in there when we first got married. And Pete, I wouldn't go up the stairs into the attic. You got to the bottom of the attic stairs, and the hackles on the back of your neck just stood up for no unknown reason. And you just got a feeling of foreboding, for want of a better expression. And I think, nah, you still have to go up there sometimes, but, like, very, very, with a lot of trepidation, you know.
So you're married?
Yep.
And what does she think about it?
Believe it or not, she's the only one who's ever seen a ghost.
Oh,
and
tell me.
And that's what kicked it all off.
Tell me about your wife.
She doesn't believe it.
Tell me about your wife.
She's seen a ghost on St. John's Road by the Glen, the old Glen, where the Ute Glendower pub used to be.
Right.
And it was an old Mary Ellen. When all in St. John's Road, when all the houses got knocked down in the 70s, she's seen, her and the mate, seeing the ghost of a Mary Ellen shawl, stick, the lot, floating across the Debris. But she doesn't believe in it. So I'll work that out, please.
And yet she saw it.
Yeah. Now, I have never seen nothing in my life, and yet I believe it. She's seen something, and she doesn't. Go figure, Pete. You know what I mean?
It's weird, isn't it?
But yeah. But
Jim, how often do you go out at night looking for ghosts?
I go out most weekends, please. Yeah. Obviously, because it's late at night, and you've got some equipment, you know, the cameras and stuff. And don't go out on my own, unfortunately, at this day and age, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
People being what they are. So normally, either me young nephew or my mate comes out with me, only for a couple of 3 hours of a weekend. And it's a great hobby, please. Absolutely great hobby.
And when you go out, what do you do? Do you go to a place where you've heard something is happening, or what?
No, most of the photographs I take are of locations down off the Bootle Docks and up in Sefton. You know, Tinfold up Brickwall Lane between sort of the Northern Perimeter Road and Sefton Church. It's a really great place, Pete, to punch bowl in. Fantastic. Loads of history there, loads of paranormal activity around that area.
Do you go to graveyards?
Yeah. I mean, people go, oh, no, I wouldn't go there, but, you know, starting to go there, you know, if I see anything, I'll just run. Simple as. You know, but when it's 2 years, Pete, you're a bit more like sort of, you know, more macho for want of. But if it was on my own, I'd have seen something. Oh, it'd be bye-bye, gone.
So when you think of it, Jim, your dad's got a lot to answer for telling that story.
He has, Pete. He has. But it's always been great. It's a fantastic hobby, if you understand. And I use the same hobby very loosely, but it's like, it's great. I love it. And the amount of people I've met through it, really nice people, all Scousers, brilliant, and other people, but mainly Scousers, Pete.
So are there a lot of people in Liverpool that are into paranormal?
Oh, loads and loads of people. I've had, and all around the world, Pete, all around the world. But my website, it's only a one-man operation, Pete. It's not huge, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
But I've had 48 different countries viewing my website. Mm.
Jim, what do you want before you pass away? What is your dream over paranormal? What do you want to happen?
I'd like to do, Pete, is to say, personally, just to say that photograph that dispels any myths that the paranormal isn't real. And just to go, there you go. See, I might have taken it, Pete. I don't know. Or I might be taking it in the future. I don't know. And that's the fascination and the beauty of the paranormal. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. The spirits, entities, ghosts, call them what you like. They've got an agenda. And they let you know when the agenda is right for you to carry on, if you see what I mean.
Jim Rimmer, paranormal.co.uk. Thank you for talking to me.
Okay, Pete, you take care.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price, on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.